A police officer told me a story one time of pulling someone over for going 52 in a 45, and the driver says to him, "You know, they say cops will give you 10 over before you get a ticket." And the cop simply replied, "Well, see if they will pay your ticket for you." Good morning, I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. Welcome to Listening to Jesus. Many of us have had conversations with people who know almost nothing about the Bible, but who say, "Jesus said, judge not, lest you be judged." Sometime toward the end of the 20th century, it was widely reported that "Do not judge" had replaced John 3:16 as the most often quoted Bible verse. And then in the early 21st century, it was reported that "God is love" was number one. Now, I could find no reliable source that could quantify or document such claims, so in my mind, I've chalked them up to the "they say" category of assumed truths. Still, if we could make a list of misunderstood Bible verses, today's would be near the top of the list. Matthew 7, verses 1 and 2. "Judge not, that you not be judged. For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you." Some people think that Jesus means here, we can't make moral judgments. We can't call any behaviors sinful or wrong. Well, if that's the case, then most of the Sermon on the Mount goes up in smoke, as Jesus calls us to forsake lust, hatred, envy, religious showmanship, and anxiety, all things that he condemns as sinful behavior. No, Jesus isn't telling us not to judge behaviors as sinful or righteous, but to not judge people as worthy or unworthy, as measuring up or not measuring up. As we'll see next time, the truth is, none of us measure up. That's why we need Jesus. Listening to Jesus is a ministry of Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. Find us online at foresthillpca.org, foresthillpca.org.